Just 1 minute. Thank you. This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one parcel of land and a 50-foot easement. The proposed lot would be 1.4 acres plus or minus, and the residual will be approximately 1.9 acres. The property has a horseshoe driveway. The Planning Commission needs to determine if the northwest access point along Delmore Drive is adequate to be considered an existing driveway for the creation of the 50-foot wide easement for the proposed lot. If the access point is determined not to be adequate, the applicant will need to submit a major subdivision application. The Planning Commission may approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement as long as the existing driveway is utilized for the easement as access to the property as it exists. The property is zoned AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The property is located on the northeast side of Delmore Drive, north of West Jewell Street. The tax parcel number is District 532, Map 20, Parcel 26, and staff is awaiting approval from DLDOT.
Chairman, I rode by this property this morning. The horseshoe driveway does exist. The two entrances do exist. I don't know if DLDOT would require a review of those two entrances or not, to be honest with you. But there's a line of trees that are off the property line a bit, and so it seems like it's something that we would approve as a major regardless, because it's pretty straightforward as far as lots. The adjacent subdivision is 1 acre lots. This would be much larger than that. So I don't think it's out of character with the area or anything. So my inclination, unless staff or somebody has an objection, is to just approve it. Okay, Mr. Chairman, in that regard, then, I move that we approve the application of Joseph Roger off Delmore Road for a minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement.
Second. We moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement for lands of Joseph Roger off Delmore Road. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Gabor off Gravel Hill Road, minor subdivision with 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of three parcels of land with a 50-foot private road. The proposed lots would be 3.7 acres, 2.2 acres, and 10.371 acres. Three is the maximum number of lots permitted off a private road, and all further subdivisions shall require a major subdivision. The minor subdivision includes the creation of the 50-foot wide private road. The existing entrance is not completely located within the proposed 50-foot private road. The Planning Commission needs to determine if the partial use of the existing entrance is acceptable for the minor subdivision, or if the application should be required to submit as a major subdivision. The Planning Commission may approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement as long as the existing driveway is utilized for the existing access to the property. The property is also zoned AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the property is located on the west side of Gravel Hill Road, south of Springfield Road. The tax parcel number is District 234, Map 8, Parcel 49, and staff is awaiting approval from DLDOT.
Clarify for me what you mean about the driveway being partially.
The existing driveway, they're showing something going all the way down, but that does not exist as of yet. The existing driveway is right here, or the existing entrance to the property is slightly. It falls over here and slightly over here. So it doesn't actually fall completely within. So it looks like they're actually going to be maybe utilizing it and then coming over or putting in a new access road.
Isn't DLDOT doing some of that shared entrance now? I mean, they're trying to encourage a shared entrance to some degree.
They typically do. But again, The typical history of Planning Commission is the entrance goes over, the entrance is used as the existing driveway. And this one's just a little odd. It kind of falls slightly off. It's not completely located within the proposed 50-foot wide easement.
Okay.
So part of the driveway is on what parcel?
Excuse me for a second. Folks, we've been very tolerant this evening, but if I can hear you up here, it's too loud. If you'd like to have conversation, please go out in the lobby and do it. All right, go ahead.
The existing entrance is located on what is proposed to be lot one.
Okay.
It's labeled existing entrance, and it's right where the measurement says 24 degrees, 58 minutes, 2 seconds for the meets and bounds.
Do we typically have to have the driveway run all the way back?
Typically, it doesn't run all the way back. In the previous application, it just barely cut the property, but this one's unique because it's just an entrance. Usually it is a driveway that is coming back to a point, or, you know, it completely falls within the property. So this one is a little different because most of the entrance is on what is currently proposed to be lot one.
So you probably already said this, but does the road exist at all past the entrance?
No, it does not.
See, and that's where we kind of always in the past started saying, does the road physically exist? I know.
Right, Shane used to go, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there would be deferrals to see if it physically
exists. Aerials.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now it is just a curb cut. Based on the aerials I looked at, I did not see a road. So.
Well, the surveyor is showing that the entrance only goes in a few feet.
Yes.
Into the property. Make the right-of-way wider at the entry, for that right-of-way wider at that location, pick it up, but that's just playing games.
Mm-hmm. Sir, is your recommendation that they have a major subdivision application?
If you don't believe this qualifies as to meet the minor subdivision, it would need to come through as a major subdivision because it'd be creating a new road.
And what do you think? Does it qualify as a minor subdivision?
I believe it should come through as a major subdivision, as there is just barely a curb cut.
And I would say, for consistency's sake, it should as well, because we have denied, the commission has denied applications that don't make them come back through.
Right.
And representative of the owner was advised that that could be an issue.
Okay. Okay. All righty. Mr. Chairman, concerning lands of DeBoer off of Gravel Hill Road, my motion is for denials as a minor subdivision, and recommend that if they want to seek approval, that they file an application for major subdivision.
Second.
Moved and seconded to deny the request for a minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement for lands of DeBoer off Gravel Hill Road. And if they wish to pursue it further, they may apply as a major subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2031 East Coast Auto Incorporated preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the establishment of used car sales. The use for used car sales required a conditional use. The Planning Commission recommended approval of the conditional use at their meeting on September 24th of this year. The County Council approved the conditional use at their meeting on November 3rd of this year. The parking for the display of vehicles has been relocated to comply with the front yard setback requirements. The condition of approval need to be indicated on the site plan prior to final site plan approval. The property is zoned AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 531, Map 11, Parcel 40. Staff is in receipt of approval from the Sussex Conservation District and DENREC, and staff is awaiting approval from DELDA and the Office of the State Fire Marshal. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cornwell. Mr. Chairman, regarding this site plan, my motion is for approval as a preliminary for conditional use number 2031 East Coast Auto, Inc.
That be final subject to receipt of agency approval by the staff?
It could be, as long as the conditions of approval were noted on the final site plan.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the conditional use number 2031 East Coast Auto Incorporated preliminary site plan with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Creative Assemblies preliminary site plan.
Thank you. This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 9,000 square foot equipment supply and repair building. The use is permitted within the C1 general commercial district. The plan also proposes a minor subdivision of the property. The minor subdivision does not require planning commission approval. Staff is recommending that the minor subdivision be recorded prior to final site plan approval. The site complies with the required number of parking spaces. However, the parking spaces are located within the front yard setback, requiring approval from planning commission. The site also complies with all other requirements of the zoning code. Staff is awaiting approvals from the other reviewing agencies. The tax parcel numbers are District 133, Map 15, parcels 39 and 39.05, and the property is located off on the south side of Rifle Range Road, west of Sussex Highway. Thank you.
If you're uncertain, of course, you can defer action and ask them to come back another time.
Is it 8 spaces in the front yard setback?
But on the other hand, I don't have any issues with the plan. I think it's probably okay.
I don't have, considering where this is located, I'm just one of 5, but I don't have a problem with the parking in the front yard setback.
Just want to make sure that the minor's recorded prior to the final.
Yeah, that's
preliminary.
True. Yeah, that needs to be recorded prior, yeah. But that's the otherwise, I think we're all good.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mr. Cornwell, and noting perhaps we would put this in the minutes that staff is recommending that the minor subdivision be recorded prior to final site plan approval. But what we're acting on tonight, Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of Creative Assemblies as a preliminary site plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Creative Assemblies preliminary site plan. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right,
just
then.
One clarification, would that also be subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals?
As long as the things get recorded in the right order, I have no issue with that.
No problem.
Okay,
no problem.
We'll amend that motion to include final site plan approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, then. Now we're complete with our agenda, referring back to our public hearings for this evening. Our first one being an ordinance to amend Chapter 99 and 115 of the Code of Sussex County. So on and so forth.
This one just needs a simple motion, saying that based upon the information presented, I recommend approval of, and read the short title of the ordinance.
Yeah. And, Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion regarding the public hearing that we had this evening on an ordinance to amend Chapter 99 and 115 of the Code of Sussex County. And that motion is based upon staff's recommendation and the information presented tonight. My motion is that we move to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend Chapters 99 and 115 of the Code of Sussex County to allow applicants to seek an extension of time for approvals for subdivision applications, conditional use applications, and residential planned community districts upon request.
Second.
The moved and seconded to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend Chapter 99 and 115 of the Code of Sussex County. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2036, Jimmy Kellogg.
Mr. Chairman, before I make a motion, I'd like to make an observation to the commission. The next three public hearings were all in three different council persons' districts, but yet they fall under my vast area. So I'll talk about that later, but I just want to point that out before I make my motion.
The next three.
Okay.
And I'll bring that up at the end of the meeting. But Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 2036 for Jimmy Kellogg, my motion is for deferral to give council time to check, see whether there's any restrictive covenants in that subdivision, and to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, so moved and seconded to defer action. Is there any discussion before we vote? Anyone wish to weigh in, express an opinion?
I think I agree with Mr. Ross. I believe the gentleman, if he gets a favorable outcome, is going to have difficulty accommodating the parking ordinance at a bare minimum, but that's not a judgment that I can make.
Yeah, but I have a concern. I think goes even more basic than that. This is a lot within a subdivision. We very rarely, at least in the time I've been on the commission, have done these sorts of things in subdivisions. County road lot or something like that. I mean, Lawrence, you jump in any time if I'm not, if you have a different opinion, but because I haven't been here as long as you have.
I concur with you, Mr. Chairman. I think that's always been an issue of what do we do inside of a subdivision.
It concerns me a lot with the volume of activity on a subdivision lot.
2,000 some odd, whatever number it is, we're on 2,030 some odd conditional uses since 1971. And you could probably count the number that were in subdivisions on one hand, maybe two hands, but not any more than that.
I just think it's not a good precedent.
We had one not too long ago where we had, I think it was a concrete one, folks.
Yeah.
And you know, small businesses outgrow small sites, and I just, you know, God bless they've been so successful. That's wonderful. But I can understand the people living in that community. And as they continue to grow, if we grant the conditional use, it's going to be more difficult to police that.
Once that conditional use is granted, it's going to grow.
Going
to get bigger, and they're going to feel entitled to, you know.
But that many employees, I just have it hard to believe that they don't have the cash to rent a small facility somewhere, you know, even purchase a facility.
And that's not really a concern for us, really. He didn't make any statement to the fact that it was a hardship in particular. I mean, I understand it's the easiest possible thing in the world because it's where he lives. You know, I get the whole low overhead thing, but it's a neighborhood. It's not out on a county road lot where two doors down there might be another business and across the street there's something else. This is a subdivision street, which never intended for that kind of activity. So I just wanted to express that to you, the rest of you, and give you the opportunity to respond. So, all right, we have a motion and a second. I'll call for the question. All in favor of the motion is to defer action on conditional use number 2036, Jimmy Kellogg. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next one is conditional use number 2037, Gilbert J. Bernoski Jr. And I don't care for this one either.
And I concur, Mr. Chairman. It's different if this was an owner-occupied property and the owner of the property was doing the repair work, but obviously from the testimony or lack of testimony tonight, the current owner of the property really doesn't know what's happening on his property in terms of whether they're in compliance with DENREC and other matters. Granted, his father-in-law lives there, but as he says, he doesn't hear very well. So,
yeah. Well, and but there was opposition present too.
Yes, there was. So,
whose lack of a record?
And I think that's an issue also. Really, a lot of unanswered questions this evening.
Business license and what?
Right. Anything else,
John? No, I agree.
Before I make my motion.
No.
All right, I worked on this motion carefully too. Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 2037 for Gilbert J. Bernoski Jr. My motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2037, Gilbert J. Bernoski Jr. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing.